Folks, welcome back to the Jimmy O Show here this week, this episode with our two players, student athletes of the month for the month of November. Gentlemen, how we doing? Alex Bauman, Tylo Phillips.
Great.
Good to see y'all. It's hard, man. It's hard to have a season like we were having this year where with so much excitement off the field, so much news. So everybody talking about you. A lot of things to distract you to kind of stick to what you're here for and putting out solid grade. So wanted to give y'all credit. Before we get started, ask questions, I want to give y'all credit for blocking out the noise and getting the job done in the classroom. Before we go into the questions, want to remind people to please check out ftwcollective.com to get information about our collective and what we're doing to provide NIL opportunities for Tulane student athletes, our well-deserving student athletes. You probably know they can't work because they got two full-time jobs, one as a student, one as a player. And this is an opportunity for them to have some income in their college careers while representing you very well off the field and on the field. We also want to point out our charity spotlight, the Devin Walker Foundation. We were talking about Devin because we got the big news yesterday that Devin is going to be joining us in Dallas for the Cotton Bowl.
He's coming to the Cotton Bowl.
That's so cool, man. A guy who literally has given it all for Tulane, and it's just cool that we were able to, people were able to put all that together to bring him along. I know it's special for him.
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Well, Tylo, so you show up. And we have a once-in-a-quarter-century season, man. So are you ready to take all the credit for all the success the team had?
I mean, I'm just ready to show up and do just perform, execute, and just do my job, man.
A lot of guys that did that. You wouldn't take the bait, Alex. Look, you showed up, too. You know, this is your first year on campus, so I think the combination of two of you, y'all are reason for all this stuff. Forget Spears and Pratt and all those guys. You know, without Bauman and Phillips, I mean, before y'all showed up, we were 9-11-2. So how's it been? I guess as a freshman, Alex, you know, coming in tight end, got a great tight end room there, got lots of valuable playing time, but how's the experience been for now that you've wrapped your first semester on campus?
I mean, it's been amazing, honestly. Obviously, football-wise, learning from Tyreek and Will, and being coached by Coach Nagel and Coach Spots, they really developed me as a player, like, more and more throughout the season, just getting me better and better.
And speaking of the first semester, you're here as a student in a month. How'd you wrap up the semester?
I ended up great. I ended up with two B pluses and everything else A, so holding my own on the academic side as well.
Very good, man. I can tell you that's impressive because I was like a Dean's List guy when I wasn't playing very much, and as soon as I started playing a lot, my grades kind of like, I mean, it didn't go terribly, but like, C's started showing up every now and then under a report card. I mean, still finished well, but, you know, I could have done better. I got distracted, but you didn't. Good job. And Tylo, how did your semester wrap up?
For this semester, you know, I'm in a master's program, so I can't hardly get a C. I got to maintain an A or B, so I feel like I finished pretty strong on my final assessment. I did pretty good on my final exam, so I finished strong on my psychology class. Did I have to do it now? Next semester, I might take four classes.
Okay.
Instead of just three.
Okay, so you gotta wrap a four, and what are you getting a master's in?
Master's in science and sports studies. Master's in science, sports studies.
Cool, very nice. Tylo, man, you know, you just get all these names thrown at you. People come in the portal and all that, and I guess nobody ever really knows what to expect. You know, and it's kind of like, well, this guy Phillips is here, and then you start watching the games kind of closer. It's like, wait. 91 made another play. Oh, he made another play. Oh, he made another play. It was just kind of like a steady presence throughout the season as a real core piece of that defensive line. We got a big challenge coming up. Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback, you know, superstars all over, four or five-star guys. What's going to be the key defensively up front to sort of, give us a shot to win that one?
You know, throughout the whole D-line room, we always talk about getting knocked back. So just maintaining our gap responsibility, gap integrity, and just doing a great job controlling the line of scrimmage. I feel like if you don't go like control the line of scrimmage, like the heart of your defense, D-line doesn't perform that well, like the whole team collectively.
Right.
That's what's supposed to do.
You know what? One thing I saw, too, over the course of the season, you know, we had some issues with the first UCF game with some pass rush lane, you know, like the Plumlee running on us, and you watched us from there on out. Played a bunch of guys that move at quarterback, and like, right. Just the the gap integrity through the pass rush lane, not gap for run, but, you know, maintaining lane integrity, not giving an easy escape to right. quarterbacks became spotless. I mean, as a team, we just were great keeping them in the pocket. To what do you attribute that success?
I feel like, you know, coach had a good game plan, you know, kind of like muddy up the middle. Mm-hmm. That's like a big game plan so they can, you know, creating like I said before, creating like a new line of scrimmage so like to where he can not just cut up the middle, but he got to bounce it outside instead to where he give our secondary a chance yep. to tackle.
Yeah, yeah, it showed, and I mean, it was extremely effective against UCF, but even the Prater kid could move for Cincinnati and yeah. did a good job with his legs too. You know, and I guess the last little thing on defense there, you know, people look at sacks, Tulane didn't really get that much pressure on quarterback. You look at quarterback knockdowns, though.
Yeah.
Top 10 in the nation.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some mm-hmm. top 10, top 15. Getting to the quarterback, and I mean, you know, when you consider how little we blitz, you know, we're 3-4 man pressure.
Right.
90-plus percent of the time. Pretty damn good performance.
That's good, man. Because I know, I think Coach Hampton said we were like 9th in the nation in defense, right?
Mm-hmm, something. Yeah, yeah. Y'all put up, y'all pretty good.
Appreciate it.
And then Alex, man, you know, showing up, you know, Coach Nagel, talk to us a little bit. I don't think people know quite how much Coach Nagel means to this football program. How's your relationship with Coach Nagel? What are your thoughts on Coach Nagel? What can you share with our audience?
I think Coach Nagel definitely comes off as like a hard-nosed guy, but he really has a lot of passion for football and a lot of passion for the game, and really wants to see us be the best person that we can be. Mm-hmm. And he really wants to see our team do the best that we can and really win. He wants to win just as much as us, and that's always great to have in a coach.
Yeah. You know, one thing I've definitely seen through him, and they've been longer than Coach Rob, but mm-hmm. all y'all defensive linemen talk about Coach Rob with affection, but like, you know, Coach Boots, Coach Nagel, some of the guys have been around. I mean, it's family to them, man. It's mm-hmm. like, it's not just a job. Like, their wives are part of y'all lives, their kids are part of your lives, like the whole thing. And mm-hmm. it's just awesome. I mean, it's like, you know, when you're going to be this much into something, you got to be all the way in with both feet, right? And I got daughters here recording this show. Mm-hmm. They become huge Tulane fans through this whole thing. But I just really admire that about him. And then, you know, the old man, you know, Will Wallace going to be drawing Social Security next year probably. Been around college football so long.
A little bit.
I guess you had to feel pretty good for Will to help him kind of go out on top of this mountain after 6 years putting in work here at Tulane.
I mean, definitely, but that's all his hard work. I mean, he built the foundation. Now it's just getting stronger and stronger, as well as with Tyreek. I mean, they've obviously done a wonderful job, an amazing job here at the school. And them finishing on top of at the end of their Tulane careers is definitely a plus.
Yeah. It's so cool. And you know, I had one of my preseason Jimmy O shows, I had both of them on together. Mm-hmm. And so I guess you and your co-mate, your teammate at tight end, I guess we might have a future double definitely. Tight end episode definitely. In the future, huh?
Definitely.
All right. Be up for that. We're always looking for good off-season ideas. So, well, guys, that's awesome. Look, you know, like I said at the top of this episode, it's great to be on the field, but it don't mean anything if you're not getting a degree, you're not taking care of your business off the field, staying eligible and all that. And you guys obviously doing that. So congrats on all of your hard work. I'm glad to see it paying off. And I look forward to more time with you in Dallas and then beyond, man. So until next time, let's roll wave.
Right. Thank you.
Roll wave. Like that.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.